I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources last week announced a new state park license plate design contest. The agency encourages anyone with a connection to Minnesota's outdoors to participate. Artistic experience isn't required, just creative ideas in designing a plate that will be a new state park access permit. More details when we return, but first.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back. The Minnesota DNR is inviting Minnesotans to help create the next state park license plate. The theme for the plate is the North Shore and the Lake Superior Agate. The North Shore, of course, refers to the western shoreline of Lake Superior from Duluth to the Canadian border. Vehicles with the new plate, which is expected to be available for purchase in January of 2027, will be able to enter all Minnesota state parks and recreation areas without a vehicle permit. Contestants can begin working on their designs right now. Entries will be accepted online via the DNR website this fall from September 15th through October 31st. A panel of judges will evaluate the entries based on criteria such as creativity, quality, representation of the theme, and suitability as a license plate image. Contest rules are on the DNR website. Go to mndnr.gov and search 2026 State Park License Contest.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.